Hello there, sexy. I'm Isabella Valentine. Why don't you just lean back and get nice and comfortable for me? The more relaxed and comfortable you are, the more pleasurable your experience will be.
I know your little secret.
I'd like to take you on a hypnotic adventure designed to arouse and entice you. Let's play a game. The fun thing about this game is that as long as you're willing to play along and follow my instructions, the more aroused you're going to become. And you do like your dick hard, don't you, pervert? Aw, good boy. Already thinking ahead, aren't you? The purpose of this game is to only come when I tell you to. And I'm going to arouse you. But you have to wait until I let you orgasm. That's the purpose of this game. The first thing I'd like you to do is close your eyes. We both know you have the ability to open your eyes anytime you wish, and no one can make you close them against your will. So when you're ready to let me have some fun with you, go ahead and just close your eyes. Great. I love that you're willing to play along with me. Now, I'd like to test your ability to do something really cool. And the thing is, anyone can do it. Even I do it. All the time, actually. And it's a bit fascinating to know that the smarter a person is, the easier it is for them to follow instructions, because they not only know how to do it, but they know why they're doing it in the first place. What I'd like you to do is lock your eyelids tightly together and glue them shut. Tighter. Tighter. Glue your eyes shut. Lock them so tightly together that you'll be unable to open them. Show me how stuck they are. Tug at them and make sure they won't open. Great. You've already made it to round three. What I love about this round is watching your body grow relaxed and tired. I remember hypnotizing someone once, and I told him to relax his face and his mouth and his jaw, his teeth, even his tongue. Kind of like what I'm telling you right now. And it wasn't very long before he started drooling. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to relax your mouth. Deeply relaxed. So it feels like a heavy weight is underneath your jaw. But if you do wind up drooling, drops of saliva drop. 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 It won't. Be because I told you directly or indirectly. It would only be because your mouth is growing.
Give your mouth an ass to the boy.
So
sleepy. Take
so exhausted.
Resurrect the giant
mouth watering.
You must
filling up with water.
Your natural state.
Filling up with water.
The divine cocksucker dwells.
And notice I'm not even telling you to drool.
Suck cock the way you'd
nor am I even suggesting that you not
let
the drool just drop.
Suck cock cheerfully.
Fall
with enthusiasm.
Ever so slowly
lick it
off your lower lip. Ah, I love having fun with you.
Needs God himself.
You do realize I'm a water sign, don't you?
You will suck.
But I bet you knew that already, didn't you?
It's
one of the things I love the most about being a water sign is my obsession with watching liquid falling from people's lips. You love not just Jesus. Water,
suck
but any juicy Jesus. Liquid bubbling from your mouth,
make him feel
oozing good. From your tongue,
call on Jesus,
and dripping down from your little chinny chin chin. Not that I'd ever try to get you to put semen, I mean water, in your mouth and let it ooze from your lips so that you're craving the cleansing, delicious taste of sexiness all over your horny face. I love watching people's faces when they suddenly begin. And I'm sure you've seen people get aroused too, and knew it was because you caused it. I love turning you on, which is why whenever I say the word, ooh, you're going to feel your mouth filling up with delicious, creamy ejaculation from another man's cock. And it's going to make your cock begin to ooze pre-cum from the tip of it. That's right. Because in this game, the word ooze has two purposes. It's going to give you the taste of semen, which you so desperately need. And it's going to make your cock spit up and cry, which will make you even more horny when you taste another man. And I know how much you love a big, hard, throbbing cock in your mouth. You want a big cock in your mouth. Right now. In this moment of surrender to me. Good cocksuckers like to follow instructions because it makes their cocks hard, and I know how bad you need your face pounded. It's time to relax, breathe, and relax. You above anybody already know the importance of breathing in slow, deep, long breaths, and just letting in that warm, calming energy into your body. Let the relaxation ooze throughout the blood within your body, underneath your skin, through the veins and around every muscle of your arms and your legs. You work so hard. You work so much. It's so much more fun when you have time to play. Cocksuckers love to play with each other's penises. So relaxed and comfortable. Let the world around you dissolve and disappear now. Dissipate into distant nothingness. Direct the relaxing blood flow in your chest downwards, so it spreads like a thousand liquid blankets over your ribcage and down, 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 down through your abdomen. And what a sexy abdomen you have when you're so relaxed. Breathing in and out from your stomach. Breathe in and out. Let the fresh, clean air fill your lungs until you ooze greatness. I want you to be the best cocksucker you can be for me. And you and I already know what a kinky little pervert you can be when you want to be. That is why you're here, isn't it, boy? I bet you have fantasies of sucking cock and being passed around from man to man, and you're too shy to do it in real life. And the truth is, if you're as shy and kinky as I think you are, I'd probably be too scared to go out in the real world and suck off a bunch of strangers too. You're brave, you know that? What if I put ideas in your head that make you want to suck off strangers off the street? What if I put ideas in your head that make you want to put personal ads on the internet to give away blowjobs to men alone in hotel rooms? What if I put ideas in your head to go to back alleys and pull your pants down so guys can have their way with your ass? Would I really put suggestions in your head like that? I just dare you can suck off others. They're oozing from my mouth and into your brain right now. And your cock loves it. Just imagining a hard, throbbing penis in your mouth while you're sucking, licking, and stroking it. While kneeling on your knees turns you on. It's because you're a cocksucker. It turns you on to be called a cocksucker. Anytime I call you a cocksucker, or anyone for that matter, you're going to feel a jolt of sexual electricity shoot down from your spine, from the nape of your neck to the base of your spine. Sexual static sizzling through your entire horny body. Oozing through every vibrating pore within you. You respond this way because you're a cocksucker, and you've secretly had fantasies about being pimped out and passed around to lots of horny, sexy men with fat cocks. And because you're such an eager cocksucker, you're going to discover very quickly how to choke on those long penises without complaining. No one cares if Mr. Tyrone is plucking your vocal cords. All we care about are the tears streaming down your face and the spit strings hanging from your chin. Good cocksuckers suck up the pain and look their men directly in their eyes. I bet that's what you've been so afraid of, isn't it? It's not that you're afraid of sucking cock. Maybe it's not fear at all. It's that you know how much adrenaline goes along with looking a man directly in his eyes when he's fucking your throat. And your throat deserves a good beating because you talk a good game. You're gonna learn how to suck cock and do it well, cocksucker. This is what I want for you. I'm going to turn you into a cocksucking faggot that craves every long, fat, walking penis that you encounter on the street. And you're going to love being turned into a cocksucking, street-walking faggot because you're doing it for me. Look at you. So eager. You're ready to be pimped out, aren't you? You little hypnotized cocksucker. Ooze. Ooze. Your mouth is oozing. Ooze. Ooze. Oozing with cum right now. You're craving the taste. You need the taste of cum in your mouth. You need a big, hard dick in your mouth. You are craving a delicious monster cock in your mouth the way you crave my sexy, sugary voice in your ears. You do what I tell you to do because I know what's best for you. I know what kind of cock you need in your mouth. 8-inch cocks, 9-inch cocks, clean, delicious pink cocks, circumcised cocks with just a little bit of hair in their pubic areas. No hair on their balls because your mouth's going to be ball stuffed pretty often. You are a cocksucker. You crave the taste of cock. You crave the taste of semen. You need hot, warm cum shot all over your mouth. This is what you need. I know it's best for you, cocksucker. I love the idea of pimping you out to my hot boyfriends and letting them have their way with you. You're my little prostitute boy. I pimp you out because you're a good cocksucker, and I want my boyfriends to know how well you can make them feel for me. And you do want to impress me, don't you? Open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Suck cock for me now, cocksucker. Show me what a good cocksucking faggot you can be. You need dick plugged in your face. I love watching the lump in your throat when a cock is forcing its way inside. You're going to suck off my friends no matter how big their cocks are or how scared you are. You're going to do it anyway. And even if I put a man in front of you that you don't know, a complete stranger, you're going to arouse him too. It turns you on to give oral pleasure to men because you're a cocksucker. This is what you are, a cocksucker. You need your ass pounded too. What's the point of calling yourself a faggot unless you're willing to take it up the poop chute? Aw, don't be scared. I know. I've had guys tell me that it hurts when they have their asses pounded. You know what? I hope it hurts your ass. Because then I know you're going to remember it. I hope Mr. Accountant that you meet at the coffee shop fucks your ass so hard in the bathroom that you feel it for the next 2 weeks. I hope that every time you sit down, you're going to feel like you've been split open by God himself. I want it to hurt you, because I know how much it's going to turn you on, and how desperately you need it. You need it so bad. Whenever I say the word thrust, you're going to feel a hard, fat, 9-inch cock being rammed into your unstretched little asshole, and you're going to feel the sting. You need the sting. Cocksuckers need to have big, fat penises shoved into their little assholes. Your asshole knows this, doesn't it? That's why it feels the thrust. That's why your cock is oozing right now. Ooze. That's right, cocksucker. You love the taste of semen in your mouth. I'm putting suggestions into your mind to make you obsessed with swallowing strangers' cum and craving the aftertaste. You're going to crave cum the way vampires crave blood. If you go too long without cum in your mouth or in your ass, you're going to have to walk the streets and pimp yourself out to go get your next fix. Without cum, it's hard to focus. But when you have a stranger's cum in your system, you have more protein, more energy, more stamina. Good cocksuckers have lots of endurance to be fucked by multiple guys at once. This is because the more cum you swallow, the more nutrition you have. Ooze, you little cocksucker. You're craving someone else's ejaculation in your mouth. You're going to go to personal sites like Craigslist and publish ads offering men free blowjobs. When you do this, you're going to notice how much adrenaline and excitement you feel. This is because you're an eager cocksucker, and it turns your little cock on to think about hard cock shoved into your mouth. I want you to pimp out your body for me. You're going to offer your ass to those who want to fuck it, cocksucker. Thrust.
Jesus is beautiful.
You love having giant, throbbing cocks thrusting into your tight little ass. You're going to pimp out your body for me because it turns you on to do this. You crave the taste of cum, cocksucker.
call on Jesus.
You love fantasizing about multiple men shooting their hot loans all over your face. Just thinking about it makes you ooze. Cock-sucking faggots love to ooze from their eager penises. This is why you're also going to go out of your way to find groups of men to fuck. You love prancing around in gay bars because it excites you to think about sucking five guys at once. Open your mouth, cocksucker. Ooze. Imagine five guys shooting their hot, steamy loads of salty cum into your little enthusiastic mouth. All of them looking down at you with lust in their eyes. While you're down on your knees, stroking every last drop from their thrusting penises. Taste all their cum as it overflows your mouth. Swallow it, cocksucker. Listen to their manly voices as they tell you to swallow every last drop like a good slut. Feel your own cock getting hard, oozing and pre-coming as it throbs. You need to be fucked, cocksucker. When you get your ass fucked, then I might let you come. Your ass needs to be fucked, cocksucker. Thrust harder. It hurts when lots of guys fuck your ass, doesn't it? Picture five guys, all tall, sexy, muscular, tan, fucking you. You bent over doggy style, taking it from behind. You love it. Every time you feel a cock being shoved into your cornholio, it feels like you're being ripped open, split apart. It's because you know how fat their cocks are and how big they are. You also know that since you're a whore, they haven't even taken the time to stretch your ass properly, so instead they just thrust their cocks into your scared little asshole, hoping you'll start screaming like a little bitch whore, you little cocksucker. It looks like your ass has needed to be fucked like this for a long time. I knew you were a little cocksucking faggot. So much potential, now look at you. You're a natural cock receiver. Your prostate is getting all this beautiful attention. Ooze. Thrust. I love watching your ass in pain. Thrust. I hope they're hurting your ass. You're enduring this for me. Deeper. And deeper. Harder and harder. In and out. One guy and then another. Each one taking turns fucking you. One guy thrusting in your ass and another guy oozing in your mouth. That's right. Take it in your mouth. Take it in your mouth and your ass, faggot. You need cock in your mouth. Cocksucker. You're always going to remember this moment. When you're sitting in traffic, you're going to lick your lips at other drivers. They'll know that you're a horny cocksucker with only one thing on your mind. Cock is all you think about. Sucking cock. Fucking cock. Stroking cock. Swallowing cock. Drinking cock. Dating cock. Sleeping with cock. Showering cock. Dancing with cock. Spitting on cock. Writing about cock. Dreaming cock. Singing cock. Serenading cock. This is because you're an eager cocksucker and it pleases you to be the best cocksucking faggot you can be. Thrust.
It's never too late.
Thrust.
To put God's giant
you love cock in your ass. You always think
Jesus
about it. And now you have to have one in you. You will find a man and have him fuck your ass up. He's going to break you open. And you're going to bury your head in a pillow and let him have his way with you. Thrust.
Call on Jesus.
It's turning you on. Over and over again. Ooze. I love watching you get so turned on.
Yet
be in so much pain. Pleasure and pain. Learn to deal with it, cocksucker. Ooze. Thrust. Thrust. Ooze. Your craving cum. The delicious taste of cum in your mouth. You can taste it now. Filling your mouth. Salty, isn't it? And your ass is being torn apart. This is what it's like to be pimped out, cocksucker. Deal with it. This is what it feels like. Get used to it. Welcome to your new life. Ooze. So much pre-cum coming out of your little clitties. Ooze. Ooze. Ooze for me. Good cocksucker. In a little while, I'm going to give you permission to orgasm. Maybe you'll have an energetic orgasm, or maybe you'll have a physical one. Maybe even both. And even though you're allowed to touch yourself, you may find that with practice, you'll be able to ejaculate without touching yourself. Just wait for me to say the word jackpot, and you'll experience orgasm. Ooze. Ooze. Thrust. Thrust. Harder. Harder. You love the way it feels, don't you, cocksucker? You're obsessed with being treated like a bottom bitch. This is because you love men that are bigger and sexier than you are. Men that can dominate your ass and plug your mouth. Ooze. Ooze. Ooze for me. Ooze, cocksucker. Thrust. Thrust. Feel a big, hard cock ramming into your tight asshole. Harder and harder. Faster and faster. Harder and harder and faster and faster. Ooze. Thrust. 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 Ooze. Ooze. Thrust. 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 Ooze. Aw, does that hurt? It should. Ooze. Thrust. Thrust. Being just okay. Like that. Thrust. Being thrust. Ooze. When am I going to say it? Ooze. Thrust. Jack. Just kidding. Ooze. Ooze. Jack. I didn't say it. Ooze. Thrust. 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 Jack pole. That's not the word. Thrust. Thrust. Ooze. Jackpot. Aw, come now, you little cocksucking faggot. You love the way it feels. Ooze. 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 Jackpot. Jackpot. Aw, good cocksucker. That's right. Aw. Good cocksucker. You just made a mess. I'm so proud of you. I knew you were eager to please. Time to open your eyes, cocksucker. I hope you come and play again with me soon. Aw. Ooze. Thrust. Bye-bye.